Episode 54, the one with the real truth about worries. Hey! Hello, I'm Lisa. Welcome to Truly Madly Smiley, the popular podcast for busy wild hearts who are curious, creative, and on a mission to find their own kind of happy. Have we met before? I'm sometimes called the Smiley Coach. But really, I'm more of a smile-spreading, storytelling, magic-making, daydreaming, lifelong learning, rain-loving, wise, sensitive wild heart. Got that? And I want nothing more than to see you smile.
Yes!
You won't find happiness out there. It lives inside of you. So it's time. It's your time. Pop in your earbuds, place your hand on your heart, take a deep breath in and smile. Are you ready? That's it. Let's begin. Hello everyone, Smiley here. I feel like I can do that because I've got a new microphone today. Welcome to the Truly Madly Smiley podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Parks, coming at you in your earbuds. Oh, I feel like a proper DJ. You're going to laugh though. This is the second time that I've had to record this episode because the first time I did it, I didn't have the microphone plugged in. It didn't record. How funny is that? Call yourself a professional, Lisa Parks. Well, you see, we all make mistakes. And when we do things for the first time, that's how we learn, isn't it? So that was a big, big lesson for me today. So don't be afraid to try new things. Not at all. How are you? Let's talk about you. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for coming back and listening again. I am excited. I'm a bit giddy. The autumn is here. I get a bit giddy about boots and sweatshirts and scarves and snuggly things. I love to snuggle. Do you like autumn? Is that what's your favourite season? I think it's a time for change as well, isn't it? So the new school year starts and the trees are losing their leaves and regenerating. Nature's great like that, isn't it? Nature just magically, the seasons change, the sun rises, the moon sets. It all does it without us interfering. I think messy humans are a bit like that as well. But sometimes grown-ups interfere a little bit too much. Well, I think as humans, we like to be in control because that feels safer. But there's so many things we're not in control of. So it's not a very good use of our energy. Anyway, autumn reminds me of oranges and reds and yellows, really rich, warm colours, hot chocolate, snuggled up, movie days, rainy Sundays with your pyjamas on. Yeah, they are the best kind of Sundays, aren't they? Actually, I found this amazing channel on YouTube where it's a picture of a cafe and it's a rainy day and it has all the sound effects of like people making coffee and, you know, teaspoons clinking and people talking with the rain hammering down outside on the window. And I put that on when I'm writing. It just feels so relaxing and so cozy. Now, let me see if I can remember. It's called Calmed by Nature. I'll pop it in the show notes for you so that you can have a listen. But I think it would be nice to fall asleep to. So if you already listen to my relaxation pack, my Smiley Sweet Dreams pack, you'll know that it's actually really nice to go to sleep with that on. This is the same kind of thing. It helps you relax and it calms your energy and it switches off your worries. It gives your brain a different job to do. So that is a nice way to go to sleep, and you have a better quality sleep, a deeper sleep, if you go to sleep relaxed. So I've been listening to it while I've been writing because I've been writing a new book. Woohoo! But I can't tell you about it because it's a bit of a mystery. No, it really is a mystery book. Sorry, that was a bit of a dad joke. Did you get it? Did-um. It is a mystery book and it's a top secret. But my other book, Stuck Between Two Worlds, has had a makeover. If you go to Amazon, it's got a new cover. It's got a new cover, which is rather fancy pants. Shout out to Julia, who did the new cover for me. I'm so proud of it. It's got crystals on the front and a crystal ball, or you could say it looks like a snow globe. And it's purple and turquoise, and it really stands out. And that's the key to selling books on Amazon. You need to have a cover that really speaks to your audience, because there's so many other books on there. It's like the biggest library in the world, and everyone wants you to read their book. So we had to change the cover. I'm very proud of that. And we also changed the inside because we noticed a couple of typos. My sister Nikki used to be a school teacher, and so she was in charge of spotting typos. So we've now, this is like version two of the book, and we've entered it into a competition on Amazon. So I'd love it all if right now you could just send me good luck vibes, and maybe, just maybe, we will win the competition. But you know, if we don't win, it doesn't matter, does it? Because I think whether people like a book or not is very much about what sort of books they like. I mean, I'll be completely honest with you. I've never read Harry Potter. So everyone goes on about how amazing Harry Potter is, but I couldn't tell you whether it's amazing or not because I've never read it. I do know about some of the characters in it because the children that I work with tell me that they're scared of, what's the baddie's name? Voldemort? Oh, I can't remember. You know, if you're a Harry Potter fan, you'll know what I'm talking about. And then there's Dumbledore, and there's Hermione. And yeah, I've never read it, so I can't say whether I like it or not. And you know, some people will like it and some people won't, and that's entirely up to them. Oh, do you mind if I just have a little bit of my tea while I'm here? Is that going to be annoying? It's quite good with the new microphone because I'm just sat at the table. I don't have to hide under the blankie. So what have you been up to? Been back to school, I think a lot of you are. Do you like getting ready to go back to school? Do you get excited about the fact that you're starting a new school term? I think it's like turning a page or starting a new notebook. You've got a nice clean page and you can write whatever story you like on it. It's a positive thing, but yeah, did you have a nice break over the summer? I don't know if any of you went away because obviously we can't really travel that far because of the macaroni virus, as I've started to call it, so that I don't get moody about it. Because I'm a bit bored of it now, the macaroni virus. That's not to say that I don't care about the people who are sick and, you know, and the fact that it just feels like it's, I don't know. I just want it to stop. Take it away. So I've started to call it the macaroni virus, which actually makes me think about, hey, Macarena, do you know that song? Sorry, I just do these things to amuse myself because sometimes I get really sad about the world and I get sad about things that I can't change. And they usually involve children. Or people that are struggling and no one's helping them. I get really sad about things like that. I think we can all change the world. Change starts with us. So we have to do what we think is the right thing. And hopefully that sends out an example to other people and gives them permission to do the same. I think that's how change happens. But I think the world is just so noisy right now, you know? It's just so noisy. There's so much going on. It's hard to hear any one particular message and not a positive message. There's a lot of fear and there's a lot of macaroni virus talk. So that's what I'm going to be calling it from now on, the macaroni virus. It's a shame, actually, because I really like macaroni cheese. It's probably my favourite dinner. Right, let's have a check-in, guys. Let's have a check-in. Hand on heart. How are we feeling about the new school term? Put your hand on your heart and close your eyes and take a deep breath in. How are you feeling? There is lots of stuff on the podcast to help you go back to school. I've put together a weekly back to school plan. So you listen to one episode and I've told you exactly which one to listen to on a particular day of the week. So you've got like seven episodes, either in the first week you're back or whenever you feel like you need to listen to it. It's probably good to do it ahead of time, but I've left it a bit late to record this episode. So you'll probably be back at school by the time you hear it, I would imagine. But, you know, it's never too late to make change. And if you're looking for reassurance, then there's also plans for bedtime, stress, friendships, anger, boredom. If you're highly sensitive, I just thought it'd be really helpful because I think people get really overwhelmed. They look at the podcast and they go, there's 50 what episodes? OMG, where do I start? And get yourself a weekly plan. If you are a Backstage Pass member, I've put them all in the downloads tab. So you know where you go to the downloads to get your journal and to get your PDFs and your cheat sheets? It's in the downloads. Have a look there and you can print off a plan and get to work on it. Because we have to do things to help ourselves feel better. So when you put your hand on your heart just then, you took a deep breath in. How did you feel? If you're not feeling good, it's down to you to change that. And you have the power to change it, but you have to do something different. Because if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to feel different, well, that's going to drive you crazy, isn't it? Because that's not going to work. It doesn't work. What else did I want to say? Oh, I wanted to say, before I get started on today's episode, which is about worries, lots of you have written to me and asked me for help. So what I do when you write to me is I put your questions into my schedule for the podcast. And so all I do is I'll make episodes and I'll make sure that your questions are answered in the episode. So keep listening because you might get an answer to your question. But I wanted to thank all the people who take the time to text me, email me, send me direct messages, email me their artwork. People have been sending me their artwork, people that have been doing their journals. I love, love, love to see what you're doing. And it feels like we're having a proper conversation because it's not just me sat in my flat on my own talking into my computer. I actually can picture all these little faces of children who are drawing and are thinking and making changes in their lives and hopefully are feeling much happier. That's what we want for the podcast. And that's why I keep saying, if you tell your friends, remember, spread the smiles for miles and miles. If you tell your friends and you refer them, you will get £5 Amazon voucher. I'll pop a link in the show notes because we need to help people feel happy, especially now at this time when people are very stressed and worried about the macaroni. We don't want anyone to feel alone with their mads, bads or sads, do we? We want people to know that there's a place that they can come and that they belong and that they feel understood and listened to. That's what we're here for, isn't it? So my heart feels like so happy when I get emails from you guys, when I hear from you, because I write this show for you. It's for you. It's for you. I write it for you. And when you get in touch and you tell me how it's making a difference to your life or how, I don't know, or you show me something you've drawn or you tell me a story about something that's happened to you, it literally makes my heart swell a gazillion times over. And I'm sure it's doing that to your heart as well, which is really good for our health and really good for our stress levels. Really good. In fact, when we're happy like that, it fights back against the stress. It says, no stress, no macaroni. You are not taking control of us. Right, so today's episode is actually a video, but obviously you're not going to watch it on a video. You're going to listen to it, but we're going to run it through the podcast because it was such a good video and it was so well received by lots of children because in it are two things that you need to know about worries. So the real truth about worries is there's two things that people don't know about worries, but once you do know them, you feel instantly better. So I'm going to stop gassing. And I'm going to sit back and relax and I'm going to let you listen and then I'm going to come back and see how you got on. So enjoy. I shall see you in a bit. Today I'm going to talk about my experience with worries. I've been a worrier all my life, but it's only probably in the last, I would say a few years that I've actually got a handle on my worries, and I want to give you some of my tips and tricks so that you don't have to take 20 odd years to work out how to do it. Everyone
everyone will have a different way of dealing with it. Everyone's got their own kind of take on it. So just listen to the bits you want and maybe try them out. And then if it's not for you, that's fine. I wish I'd had somebody around to talk to me about what was going on inside my head when I was growing up. Because for me, worrying stopped me from going to sleep. It stopped me from being the best version of myself. So I could have done way better at school, but my worries held me back. I wouldn't speak up in front of the class. I didn't like doing presentations. I didn't like reading in front of the class. And it's only recently, since I've started coming onto Facebook Live, that I've got more confident in my public speaking. But I still think today, if you put me in a room full of actual people, like the other week I did a training to 100 people, but if I was actually in a room with 100 people, I don't know what my worries would be like around that. So because I can't see you and I just feel like I'm talking one-on-one, having a chat, that's how I see it in my head, that feels comfortable. So if any of these things are ringing true for you, give me a like or a thumbs up. So it stopped me from sleeping, stopped me from doing well at school, stopped me from being away from home and going on play dates. So if I had to sleep overnight somewhere that wasn't in my own bed, I used to get quite bad asthma. We thought it was like an allergy to different pillows and dust in other people's houses and various other things. It wasn't. It was just my worries getting really, really big when I wasn't at home, because at home I felt safe. So if that's you, you know that when you're in your own room or in your own bed, you feel much safer than you do when you have to go somewhere else, especially if you're going somewhere that you've never been before. I couldn't make decisions either. I was always, my worries would kind of interfere with my decision making. So I can remember when I had to choose my options for my GCSEs. For those of you that got your GCSE results yesterday, I hope you got what you wanted. But if you didn't, read the post that I posted yesterday, because I still think you're amazing. So it stopped me from deciding. I was like, oh, do I want to do history or geography? Oh, do I want to do languages or this? And it really interfered with every single area of my life, pretty much. And then I'd worry about what other people thought of me. I'd worried if I'd upset my friend. I'd worried if this. And it's just a constant stream. So think of like a stream of water of thoughts just going round and round and round in my head. So Julia says it stops me from doing things just in case I get told off or I get it wrong. Yes, that was a big one for me, getting told off or getting it wrong. I was petrified of making mistakes. But what the worries do is, so what I used to call my worries was impending doom. So, you know, like doom is like really glum and dreary. It would feel like I had a cloud that I was walking around and the cloud was following me around all the time. For some of you, it might be a voice in your head. It might be a feeling in your body. Your heart might beat faster. Your chest might get tight. Your hands might get sweaty. But mine was like a cloud that just kind of hovered over me. It was always there in the background, just a feeling of something bad might happen. Something bad might happen. It was just a feeling. Can you relate to that? Does that feel familiar to you? It will be different for everyone. Everyone's worries will show up in a different way. But the thing that people don't realize is they try to turn the worries off. You can't. It's just your brain having a lot of thoughts. And actually, it's just your brain doing its job, right? So there's two things you need to understand. One is your brain wants to keep you safe. So that's a smiley thought card, isn't it? I am safe and protected. Your brain is wired up to keep you safe. So it's constantly scanning around you going, am I safe? Am I safe? Am I safe? You see? But a lot of the time when we feel unsafe, we're not in true danger. So, you know, the sky isn't falling on our heads. No one is going to get hurt. No one's died. Nothing really bad has happened. But standing up in front of the class for me felt dangerous. Why? Because I felt like everyone was going to criticize me. But my worries were telling me fibs to keep me safe. But keeping me safe, keep me small. So stop me growing and being the confident person that I came here to be. Does that make sense? So number one is, you can't stop your brain from having those thoughts. Your brain is actually trying to do a good job and keep you safe, okay? So just say to your brain, thank you for that, brain. But then we need to train our brains to think in a different way. The second thing is, there's nothing wrong with you if you worry. So lots of children will come to me and be like, what's wrong with me? You know, what's wrong with me? Why am I doing this? Da, 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 da. Everybody, every single person on the planet worries about something. And if people tell you that they don't care and they're not worried, they're fibbing. Because that's the way your brain is wired. Your brain is wired to keep you safe and to protect you from danger. Mums and dads, if you're listening to this, your brains are also wired that way. So you have to watch your worries, that you don't project them onto situations with your children, because your worry feeds their worry. So if you can get a handle on your worries, you'll be doing them a massive favour. I'm going to talk to you more about that in a minute. So that's two things you need to know, okay? Your brain is doing a good job. And the second thing is, there's nothing wrong with you. You've just got an amazing brain, probably a great imagination. That's another smiley thought card. I have a great imagination. That's why I made these cards, because there's a story attached to them. I have a great imagination, and your brain can go to amazing places. And actually, I think the greater your imagination and the more creative you are, probably the more worried you are. Does that make sense? Because I'm not fibbing. I'm going to be really honest. I still have a very worried brain now, but I've just learned to understand it more, and I've learned how to keep a handle on it. So Erin's saying, I get that feeling in my chest. Yep. So that's that panicky feeling, isn't it? That something bad is about to happen. Okay. So now I'm going to tell you three things that I wish I'd known sooner. When I was young, when I was like, even back to when I was 6 or 7, maybe even younger than that, I can remember being petrified of the dark. My worries seemed to get bigger at night time. I was so scared of the dark. And even if there was a nightlight on, I just didn't feel safe. I didn't feel safe as a child. And every single noise and creak outside, or the radiators or the heating going off, I was just a very nervous child. And if you're like that, it's okay. Your brain is just lying in the darkness, which is unknown. You can't see anything. And it's just afraid. So then you need to help yourself, and you need to help your brain. Because your brain will just run riot and keep that stream of thoughts going. It's up to you to manage it. Okay, and you can. And that's the one thing I didn't realize. I just felt like it had control over me, and it was just my brain. I used to say to my mum, I wish I had a brain. I wish I had a switch to turn my brain off. So, and it's tiring, guys. It's tiring, and it's actually a waste of energy, because nobody ever said, oh, I'm really glad I spent all night worrying about that, because it doesn't change anything, does it? No. So the first thing that I wish I'd done sooner was take action. So if you continue to stay where you are, doing the things you're doing, which aren't working, or doing nothing and just letting your brain run riot, you will stay where you are. But if you try different things and see what works, and unfortunately, it takes a bit of effort. So you're going to have to do little things every day to keep your brain in a happy place. But that's okay, because you've got choices, haven't you? What are you going to do? You're going to waste all that energy worrying, which doesn't actually do anything, or you're going to train your brain to think differently and to use your energy for good. Does that make sense? I've just released a podcast episode this week. It's episode 7. It's the one with the leaky bucket, and it talks about how to use your energy wisely. Like, are you giving your energy away? Have you got holes in your bucket, in your energy bucket? So you can get that on the website, smileyforlife.com/TMS7. T for truly, M for madly, S for smiley. And if you haven't listened to the podcast yet, get on over and listen to it. There's 7 fabulous episodes. And there's another one coming up next week, episode 8, which is the one with the noisy brain. So more talk about worries, which is helpful. So the first thing I did when I discovered that I had worries, because I spent a lot of time thinking, what is wrong with me? There must be something wrong with me. I'm a terrible child. You know, why is my brain, why is no one else being like this? Obviously people, and this is the thing, a lot of other people feel like this, but they don't talk about it. So you don't, if you don't talk about it, then people start going, must be something wrong with me. So the first book I read, this is such an old copy of this book, I've got it here, is this book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers. Now, Susan Jeffers is not alive anymore. And this book is so old. It was $5.99. I think it was published in like 1970 something. It's so old. But it is the one of the very first books I read when I started to get interested in coaching and positive thinking and helping people. And what Susan says in this book is that you've got to feel the fear. Like, the more you push the fear away, ignore it, don't do anything with it, the bigger it grows. It becomes this massive ordeal in your head. I had to read this book 4 times before it actually took action. And there were years that went on in between the 4 times that I read it. I stayed stuck for ages because my brain was trying to keep me safe. And it was going, don't do anything different. Oh, it's a really scary world out there. Don't do anything different. But the book kept saying, but you need to do it differently. It's such a good book. Yeah, Julia, it's a brilliant book. So parents, if you want to get this book, maybe teens could get this book on Audible, on audio, and listen to it in your earbuds, because it will make you see things, fearful things and thoughts, in a different way. The other thing I did was I did my angel cards every morning. My angel cards are the grown-up version of the smiley thought cards. And I literally would shuffle them and talk to them and read all the positive sayings on them. So I was filling my brain with happy thoughts every day. And that's what my smiley thought cards are for. And that's why I made them for you, because I want to help you with your worries. And I want to help you to train your brain to think differently. And actually, there is a smiley thought card, isn't there? Look, I fill my world with happy thoughts. That little girl's called Erin on there, Erin. So that's, I fill my world with happy thoughts. So the first thing is, you need to take action. The second thing is, I want you to give yourself permission to stop playing small. So what I mean by that is, I want you to say to yourself, it's safe for me to be the biggest, most confident version of myself. Now say that to yourself and notice if that brings up any uncomfortable feelings in your body, because automatically I think your worried brain is going to go, don't get big, don't get confident, stay small, no one will see you, keep safe. I think that's what your brain might say. So say, it's safe for me to be the biggest, most confident, most powerful version of myself, and see what happens in your body when you say that. And then you need to really see yourself. So close your eyes and imagine, what would your life look like if you didn't have any worries? What would it be like if you were using your energy to play more, to learn more, to have fun, to say how you truly feel, to be the person that you came here to be? Can you imagine what that would feel like? Obviously, it's unknown to you because you don't know what that would feel like. So when it's unknown and it's uncertain, your brain wants to shut it down and keep you small. Keep you small. You just say, listen, brain, enough of that already. I am safe. Smiley thought card. I am safe and protected. And I want to be the best version of myself. That's what I came here to be. I deserve to have a good and happy life. I deserve to be worry-free. But you've almost got to give yourself permission. You've got to say, I'm going to allow myself to be that person. I'm going to allow myself to let go of my worries. Because otherwise your worries become a bit of a safety blanket, and they also become a bit of an excuse. And I know you're not doing that on purpose because you're trying to keep yourself safe, but they do become a bit of an excuse, like, oh, I can't do that because I'm worried, or I can't do that because I'm not very good. You have to get up every day and look worries in the face and say, listen, worries, you're not going to get the better of me. I choose to be confident. I can handle anything. And if I can't, there'll be a grown-up around or someone that I can ask to help me. I'm not in danger. Nothing bad is going to happen to me. I live in a nice world. I live in a nice world. I am stronger than my worries. And then this one is a bit like Susan Jeffers, and that's where this one came from. I am brave and I face my fears. And on the back of this one, it says, everybody is scared of something and that's okay. Things often turn out better than you imagine. And they do, don't they? They do. So I want you to see yourself in your mind's eye. You can even draw your big confident self. What would you look like? What would you be doing? What would you be wearing? Would you be smiling? Who would you be with? What would be happening? And allow yourself to be worry-free. Just say, I'm worry-free today. I'm worry-free. I'm not going to let that stuff get to me. But you have to create a habit with that, because your brain will wake up in the morning and it will go, what if this, what if that? And it will start. The worrying for me used to start the minute I got up. And when I was in the shower, woof, it used to go mad, get really, really noisy. You have to tell it to pipe down. But you're in charge of it. It's your brain. It lives in your body, and you can do something about that. The third thing is to notice the worries. Okay. What are they saying? Now, obviously you're aware of them because they're happening in your mind, and you're diving into them and going, what if this, what if that? You're diving into a worry or a thought and going, oh, this is horrible. But if you just notice it, if you become an observer of what's going on in here, and my thing that I do is I write them down, because actually when you write them down, that gives them no power over you. When all of them stay up here and they're all rattling around, they just get bigger and bigger and bigger. So you either tell someone, you write them down, or you draw them. And you can do that every day as a habit. I would give yourself a time every day to say, this is my worry time. I'm going to write my worries down. Probably not before you go to bed, because you don't want to go to bed with a head full of worries. But then you might want to empty your head of worries before you go to bed. But definitely, definitely have a journal or a notebook or a special book and a pen. Have worry time and write them down. Because when they stay in here, they start to get bigger, and then they get other worries that become friends with them. And then you start a whole story going on in your head, which is all lies, by the way. None of these things are true, but it's your brain just trying to keep you safe, right? So we don't want to be cross with our brain. We want to go, okay, worries, what are you trying to tell me? Write it down, look at it and say, is that true? Oh, you're just trying to keep me safe. Well, that's not actually true, so that's fine. I'm going to carry on. A lot of the stuff we worry about hasn't actually happened yet. So we're like forecasting, you know, like the ladies on the and the men on the telly forecast the weather. We're forecasting what's going to happen. What if I get it wrong? What if I get a low grade? What if I get told off? What if my friend doesn't like me? What if they laugh at me? And so it goes on. It's like a train. So you're on the worry train then, and the worries are just coming out of your brain like there's no tomorrow. All the what ifs, they don't normally ever happen, because you can't predict the future. You're not in control of that, and you don't actually know. What if you woke up in the morning and had the most amazing day ever? And that's how you need to think. You need to go from what if something bad happens to what if something amazing happens to me today, and always be open to something amazing happening to you. Okay, so now I'm going to say to you, when you start talking to people about coming to online classes or coming to a workshop or coming to coaching, guess what your brain does? It goes, oh, I don't know what that's going to be like. Right, I'm going to keep myself safe. I don't need to go to that. I'm absolutely fine. I haven't got any worries. Oh, my worries aren't that bad. Oh, that's what your brain will start saying. And any resistance or any, like, I don't want to goes is fear. It's the worries trying to keep you safe again. And actually, a question to ask you instead of what will it be like, what if I don't like it, what if people laugh at me, is what can I find out about it, or what do I need to know to make it easier for me to come to the class, right? I'll tell you a few things now that might make it easy for you if you're worried about it. A couple of people online that have been to the Energy Pod, maybe you want to tell some people some stuff about the Energy Pod and what it's like for you. But it's like this. It's like watching me on a video, typing into the chat role, doing likes and not likes. You can actually come to the class and not say anything at all if you don't want to be seen. You can just watch. So that's not scary, is it? Because you're doing this now and it feels fine. And I hope after you've watched this video that you actually feel really good about yourself. So coming to class is not a what if I feel terrible. It's a what if I feel great and I actually learn how to do something which is going to help me to feel better. So there's nothing for you to be scared of. You can't get it wrong, because everyone's feelings are their feelings. I can't make your feelings wrong. I don't know how it feels to be in your body. So you can't get it wrong. Nothing bad's going to happen. No one gets told off at the Energy Pod. It's nothing like school. It's nothing like school at all. There you go. Erin looks forward to smiley classes. Thank you, Erin. It's fun. Some classes are tougher than others because we have to deal with stuff that's a bit icky. But you can't run away from that stuff forever. And if you deal with it now, then when you become a grown-up, you'll know how to handle anything, right? So you are automatically, when you try something new, so this is what I'm thinking about going back to school next week or the week after. It's the week after, isn't it? You're going to automatically go, what if my new classroom's horrible? What if I can't do the work? What if it's too hard? What if my new teacher's horrible? What if I get bad grades? What if they don't like me? What if I get bullied? What if I've got no friends? What if people leave me out? What if I fall over and make an idiot of myself? What if I've got food between my teeth? your brain is going to start finding loads of ways to make you not want to go to school because it's trying to keep you safe. But here's the thing. What if you went to school and actually had fun learning? What if you went to school and gave yourself permission to enjoy yourself and love it and love learning? I love learning. I never liked school, but it wasn't school's fault I didn't like school. It's because I had all these worries rattling around in my head. If I'd have known all this stuff when I was at school, I love to learn, and I was quite a smart kid, and people used to tell me that, and I never used to believe them because I had all this other stuff going on in my head that I needed to clear out so that I could make space to learn all the exciting stuff that school wanted to teach me. And this is my last card that I've picked out, which is bad things don't last forever. Don't. A worry is just an energy passing through your brain with a message, and then off it pops. It's when it passes through your brain, you dive into it and start making it true, that you get into trouble, isn't it? That's when you start to feel rubbish. So while I'm online, does anybody have any questions that they would like to ask me about their worries or about anything related to their brain or lying in bed awake at night or the what ifs they have? If you want to ask me something, I'm here to help you and I will happily answer your questions. Oh, you love that card. I love that card too, Julia. It's a good card, right? You can also pick up a box of my Smiley Thought cards online, smileyforlife.com/shop. You will find 40 of these little beauties in a box, and they will help you to train your brain to think differently. Okay, and these are the two things that started me off down that road: the Susan Jeffers book and the cards. Simple, pull one every day. And I think the way to train your brain is it's baby steps over time, which is why I'm choosing to pick one subject for the month of September for the Energy Pod, because I think if we could just build on that and get some momentum on it, then it will help you more than just doing one subject, different subject per week. I'm going to try it that way and see how we get on. So I'll hang around a little bit longer. If you've got any questions to ask me, then let me know about your worries and I will try and help you. I think those three things, like if someone had told me there's nothing wrong with you and your brain wants to keep you safe, that would have helped me massively. I'd have been like, oh, okay. Because, you know, if you're a smart person, you can go, well, that's just my brain trying to keep me safe. Am I in danger? Can't see any lions. Sky's not falling on my head. No one's hurt. Everything's fine. I see a lot of children who, adults, if you're listening, I see a lot of children who feel unsafe when an adult is not present. And I think that's quite normal at a certain age, that you feel like you need an adult. But if you are a mum that does everything for your kids, and I know you do that from a place of love, they do grow up with the belief that they need you to do everything for them. And we want to kind of get the balance right between being there for them and helping and supporting them and actually showing them that we believe in them and they can do things for themselves, because that's really important. You see, I think when I was growing up, my parents brought me up to be so independent that I don't ask for help. So I've gone completely the other way. And I find it hard to ask for some help sometimes, even when my worries get bad. But as you know, lots of you know, I've got a coach or a lady that I go and talk to about the worries in my head. And I go and see her still now once a month, because that's me taking care of my health. That's me looking after myself. And it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with me. It just means that I want to look after myself. I care about myself and I want to make sure that I feel okay. It's a good thing to do. That's why it's good if you come to Smiley Coaching, because you're actually helping yourself and you're looking after yourself and you deserve that. Okay, so I can't see any questions on my chat roll. So I'm going to go now, and I want you to enjoy the rest of your holiday. Try not to think about school until you have to. You've still got time to enjoy it. And I shall see you all on here, I'm sure, really, really soon. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Hello. Hello. I'm back again. How was that? How did you find that? I really hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you learned something new and it made you feel better about your worries. Everyone worries, guys. I think it's something like 1 in 5 people worry. we're all worried about something. There's so many things in life that we don't know the answers to, that are new to us, that are unknown, that we're trying for the first time. And, you know, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with worrying. It's just, you know, it's just your brain's job. It's trying to keep you safe. But your job is to make sure that you're happy. That's your job, is to take care of your feelings. So before I go, I just want to tell you about something that's coming up in September, because I'm really excited about this and it's a new thing. I'm going to help people with this one thing that people ask me about all the time. Can you guess what it is? It's about stepping out of your comfort zone. It's about doing something new for the first time. That could be going on a sleepover, starting a new club, meeting new friends, starting a new school term, using a microphone for the first time and not plugging it in, smiley, well done. It can be anything, but the minute we have to step out of our comfy spot is the minute that we face our fears and we grow more confident and we learn how to deal with change, because life is all about change. Things are changing constantly. Hopefully not too many things all at once, because that's when it can become stressful. But if we get used to handling change and we get brave about stepping out of our comfort zone, even though we feel scared, if we can do that, then that makes life much, much easier. So what I've made for you, which I'm very proud of, and I might try and do a little booklet to go with it to help you, like some journaling pages, because I think that might make it stick in your head a bit more. And I know lots of you like are creative and you like drawing. Each episode is going to be like a bite size, a mini episode. So it's going to be what I call a courage chat. So courage chat one, courage chat two, and each one will only be short, because then when you're getting ready to do the new thing and step out of your comfort zone, you can come and listen to that and it will tell you exactly what you need to do. So far, I've written 8 courage chats. So remember, they're just short chats. So it would be like if you were a sports person and you were in the locker room before you're about to go on the pitch, say you're a footballer or a soccer player, or it would be like a tennis player. So they have coaches, don't they? And a coach is someone who encourages you and tells you can do it and reminds you to stay focused and what you need to concentrate on. And I'm going to be like that, but I'm going to be your comfort zone coach. And you're going to have a courage chat and you're going to listen to it, pop it in your earbuds, and you're going to be able to do the thing that always feels really hard. But the more you do the thing that feels really hard, the better you get at doing the thing. I can't guarantee that the worrieds and the scareds will go, but you will start to believe in yourself more, and you'll know that even though you have those feelings, they will soon disappear. And the end goal is for you to enjoy the new thing, because life is a fun adventure, isn't it? We're here to experience things, learn things, and grow as people. So if you want to join me for the Courage Chats, the Comfort Series, Comfort Zone Series, then get yourself a backstage pass if you haven't got one already. I'll pop the link in the show notes for you. We're going to kick off with the next episode. I'm going to be talking about your comfort zone and what that is, and it'll be different for everyone. And then we'll start off with the little bite-sized courage chats. Yeah, I think I've got 8. I've got 8 on my laptop that I've written already. But only, I think it's something really low, like only 2% of the population are brave enough to kind of grab life and squeeze all the goodness out of it and enjoy it the most. Most people, and if you think about most adults that you know, stay stuck on a tread, like they're on a treadmill in the gym, or like a hamster in a wheel going round and round in the same old routine, doing what they know. And they never get to live their full potential. They never get to live the maximum, you know, they never get to get the most out of life. And there's so much inside of them that remains, you know, asleep. And what a waste that is. We don't want that for you. You're going to live life to the max. You're a wild heart. You're here to do wonderful things and to make changes and make a difference to the world. And so having these courage chats, having the comfort zone series, that's going to make sure you can do it. And so I hope you'll join me for that. So we're done. That's today's episode. Finito. I hope you loved it. For all the helpful links mentioned in today's episode, you'll find them in the show notes. Where's that? Yeah, you know where it's at. smileyforlife.com/TMS54, T for truly, M for madly, and S for the mile. Lily. So until next time, lovely wild hearts, I'm sending you lots of smileiness. I'm your biggest cheerleader and I'm always, always on your team. Take care. See you soon. Bye-bye for now.
If you like that episode, remember to tell all your friends. Spread the smiles for miles and miles. Don't keep the secrets to yourself.